Hear he, hear he. We are gathered here today to talk about the TXF World Fair. Deal flow may have been somewhat few and far between for the ECA community this year for obvious reasons. But we will gather the who's who of the export and agency finance community from the 19th to the 30th of October for 2 weeks of virtual discussions and networking at our new Blockbuster series. Now for your daily news. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, the heavily DFI-backed 50 megawatt first phase of the 800 million 150 megawatt Tulu Moye geothermal power project in Ethiopia's Rift Valley is expected to receive final requests for proposals from prospective EPC contractors by the end of the month. On our third-party news track service in the project and export space, EKF Denmark's ECA will be bolstered by a total of $29 million to ensure companies gain access to risk capital during the coronavirus crisis. Enel Finance International, the Dutch registered finance company controlled by Enel, has launched a single tranche £500 million sustainability-linked bond. And the Export-Import Bank of China has agreed to help finance a 70-megawatt photovoltaic solar power plant in Mafeteng district of Lesotho. Over in the commodity finance space, on our essentials news front, Lebanese-founded BB Energy has closed a $197 million revolving credit facility, split into a one-year $137.5 million tranche and a one-year $60 million tranche. On our third-party news tracker service, the commodity finance space, Colorado-based Sentential Resources has announced that its group of lenders, led by JP Morgan and Chase Bank, has reaffirmed the country's $700 million borrowing base. And Qatar Petroleum has agreed to take 7.2 million tonnes per annum, or almost 10 billion cubic metres of long-term LNG storage and regasification capacity at the UK National Grid's Grain LNG terminal from 2025. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Paperless Trade Group S-Docs and Africa PLC, a B2B e-commerce marketplace and fintech platform, have partnered to accelerate the use of digital trade documents in Africa. TradeWin has hired Derek Binz and Vice President of Sales Europe, based in Germany. And Specialty Managing General Agent Nexus Group has entered into a strategic partnership with Crum and Forster to expand surety and trade credit operations in the UK. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.